All right, so I'm back and shit, laying down like I'm like a gay sex head on this couch, just but I'm back real quick. So I apologize for last stream and that shit fucked up. The fucking Wi-Fi, I just had to unplug it and plug it back in, but I was so tired, I didn't feel like redoing this shit. So this is just a quick part two, man, on my adventures in Kiev. So first thing I want to say is, yeah, I was definitely wrong. The girls here, I would say, yeah, the girls here are definitely better than the Czech girls, because like I was, because I've been walking around for probably like the last day and a half, some shit like that. It's a fucking fly. And yeah, like it's no fat bitches here. Like younger girls, like you just don't see fat bitches like at all, at all. It's just a whole like, yeah. I will go ahead and correct that shit because I think somebody asked me which one were better, Kiev or Czech girls, Ukrainian girls. But I'm also in Kiev. I'm also in the capital where all the money's gonna be. And you know how women always go, the prettier girls always go to where all the money is. Because where I am, it's just nothing but fucking Chanel, Bentleys, and shit all over the goddamn place. Mercedes, fucking nice ass shit everywhere. So yeah, first thing, Ukraine bitches are definitely better. It's as far as that, just physical quality goes, and how they are, and well, like I said, I was saying this in the live stream, like it's definitely like there's good and bad for different reasons. So like for example, like in Czech, in Prague, the Czech people, they have a very, they're much more closed off. Like they don't talk to a lot of people they don't know. They don't mingle with people type of shit. They only go where they know. It's they're almost like a very robotic culture and how warm they are. Like it's a very cold culture, but once they know you, they'll love you. But if they don't know you, like Czech people can be very cold, very robotic, very, direct and out type of thing. Whereas here, it's almost, Kiev feels a lot more like the US, like where people aren't, so scared of each other to talk to each other. But the problem here is, and what gives Czech girls a higher benefit is you have a much higher chance of a Czech girl knowing, at least at minimum, she can at least read English. She may not be able to speak it very well. She could at least read it, or some of them can speak it well and they can't read it very well, but you have a much better chance of getting English across in Czech Republic. That's in Prague than you do here in Kiev. And here in Kiev, I just met a dude from America. He's from New York City. It was this black dude. He was supposed to be hanging out later on today, him and his girl. And his girl said the same thing. Yeah, like, yeah, people here, they just don't speak English. Like Ukraine, it's almost like the Americas, where like you got to speak their language. It's not cute to come here speaking French and German and English. That shit ain't cute here. It's like America. Like if you came, if all you knew was French or German and you went to America, like motherfucker, you better learn English. Get to it. Here's a book. It's kind of the same thing here. Like yeah, man, like they don't find that shit cute that you don't know Ukrainian. That, you know what I'm saying? That you speak in English and German or French or some shit like that. Like, no, motherfucker, I'm sorry, Ukraine. You learn Russian or you get the fuck out of here. It's like it's that kind of mentality. But yeah, I also want, because I got on this random website, so I wanted to make another topic up real quick, man, about these. I looked up dating sites in Ukraine and just watching these fucking scam artist dudes, pickup artists, scam artist dudes. Just trying to like hype your head up, like, how do you impress a Ukrainian woman? How do you do? Man, it's the same. Like, man, listen to me. Listen to me while I tell you this. How you attract a bitch anywhere on the planet is the same shit. All right. Now you might have to get a little more creative if you can't speak her language. You might have to, translate. Hi, I would like to talk to you. So yeah, but oh, hi. You might have to come up with other ways. But man, okay, if you go online and search like how to like you Ukraine online dating website, it's always some fucking scam artist dude trying to hype your head up and think like Ukrainian bitches came from fucking Neptune or some shit. Man, they bitches, man, bitches are bitches wherever you go. It's the same shit. No bitch wants a desperate man. Bitches want a man who, whose clothes fit him well. They want the man to be confident and calm and collect and relatively stoic. Or if he, if he's like, has a happy personality, just be you. It's not like this shit's not rocket science. Because that goes to another topic I want to get on. Because I'll be honest with you guys. Because I got a girl back in Czech Republic. I completely forgot that I had Tinder on my phone. Completely forgot that the shit was on my phone. Because like I said, I had it through a coronavirus. So I got a message from Tinder. I've only been here 2 days. I had 20-something matches. Because I don't know if you know how Tinder works, but Tinder, how it works is it'll let you know when people swipe right on you, and you can pay to see who swiped right on you, right? And I was completely mind blown, right? Like, because like I never had that type of success in 2 days in online dating. Like, that's damn near how bitches feel in online dating. Like, they get that many likes that quick. But anyway, I was walking home, and I met this dude. I held a door open for him, and he said, thank you. I was like, oh, where you speak English? He goes, yeah, like the motherfuckers. He said he's from Latvia or some shit like that, but he can speak English and Russian. So we got to talking, and he showed me his Tinder. This motherfucker had 173. This was like legit 100. I looked at his phone. It had 173 matches with Ukrainian bitches, and all of them was bad as fuck. I was like, damn, like that's what it is here for real. So my next message to get you guys and girls, maybe for whatever reason you listen to this shit for whatever the fucking reason it is, but like, man, like but this is particularly for the guys. Like, the longer, man, like. Just don't fuck with, man, American bitch, Western woman, American bitch shit, man, that shit is fucking trash, man. It's just, I'm not saying every single woman in the U.S. is trash, but, like, for the most part, it's just not worth your fucking time. It's just not worth your time. It's just, like, if you in America now, motherfuckers made fun of me on Facebook for this, because on this show called The Office, there was this character named Gabe. And Gabe said that he just saves up his money and goes to Amsterdam and fucks hookers in the red light district. And I said, yeah, look, in the long run, he's going to come out much better and much cheaper doing that. And they tried to roast me for saying that. But that's the real look. You better off just saving your money and flying to another country and fucking bitches and then flying back home than dealing with that American woman shit. That American woman shit, man, you just don't want, man, I cannot advise anyone to go like, yeah, we should get some, like, okay, just, okay, do the math. D-U-D-A-M-A-F. Have you ever heard of any media, any television show, any movie, any musical, any new songs? Have you ever heard of any other men dream about fucking an American woman? Have you ever heard of anybody dreaming to fuck a German woman? Have you ever heard of anyone dreaming to fuck a woman from the UK? Oh my God, those UK women, I just want a UK woman. Oh my God! No, you don't hear because motherfuckers, because they is known throughout the world. Don't nobody like them. You know what I'm saying? Unless they try and get a green card or some shit like that. Nobody want to fuck them westernized, fucked up bitches, man. They fat, they fucked up. No, man, no. Just leave. Like, man, if you have any, if you in America, I can speak for America specifically. I mean, I was in the UK briefly, and I see like you guys have it kind of like we have it in the US, but you guys know the rest of the world exists. Whereas, like, most of the guys, in America, we don't really know the rest of the world exists yet. So, like, when we see these fucking photographs and music videos with these Ukrainian and Czech bitches in it, like, them bitches are, like, fuck, that's strictly a fantasy for us in America. We're, like, you guys in the UK, that ain't nothing but a $200 plane flight, you know what I'm saying, and a few hundred dollars for a hotel room, and you fucking 10 out of 10s again, like, nothing. Where in America, like we just don't have those options. And it's a $1,500 plane flight for us. But in my opinion, it's still worth that $1,500 plane flight to just leave the United States and go somewhere else and fuck bitches. Like, it really is worth it, in my opinion. Like, so back to that office quote, man, I really agree with Gabe on that. Like, and I was very open about this shit on Facebook. And of course, it's filled with a lot of Western bitches, so they're gonna get mad. Whatever, you're just a womanizer creep. Then call me womanizer creep, because Western bitches just are not worth it, son. Not worth it. But I'm fucking, I've been like tired, man, because I gotta walk up 5 flights of steps to get this month. That's one thing I don't like about this Eastern shit. These motherfuckers don't know the concept of a fucking elevator. I gotta walk up 5 flights of steps. I'm gonna have calves the size of a fucking racehorse. Racehorses even have calves? I don't know. I'm gonna have some big ass leg muscles before I leave here, because I gotta go up 5 flights of steps every time. So I'm always tired. Fail. But yeah, man, that was just my quick rant on the updates of how Ukraine's going. I'm going to check Tinder right now real quick, see if I got any more. I got 18 matches now. I just started fucking with it and swiping. Oh, yeah. It's like, and it's to the point, man, like Tinder in Ukraine, because I ain't trying to really fuck with a lot of these. I'm really trying to fuck with bitches here because I got a girl back in Czech in Prague right now. And she's like legit waiting on me and shit. But it's to the point, like, man, it's like this. Come to Ukraine. Get you an Airbnb. Come to Ukraine. Man, you going to get on Tinder, right? You going to get on Tinder and fucking, like, every girl, like, you really don't even have to look. Just close your eyes, just swipe. And set the age to whatever the fuck. Like all these girls is, like ridiculous. Like, it's next level because, see, in places like this, man, like, bitches walk. And then on top of that, like, they don't do that Burger King, McDonald's shit all the fucking time. Like, they restaurants are made. They make, like, food with real ingredients and shit. So that their diets just aren't that. Their diets just aren't fucked up like American bitches' diets are. So, like, that on top of walking a lot more. And so all of them going to be skinny. So after that, now what they going to do? They're going to dress themselves up to stand out. So all these bitches walking around like this just fucking immaculate. Like, all the fucking time. So, like when you see these beautiful bitches in these fucking, like, ads and shit, like, that's what these bitches look like here, like right now. If I was to take you guys to that main strip and go walk around, or really anywhere, and look at the bitches, you'd be like, oh, yeah, damn, like, that's really how it is over there, for real. But like I said, the problem is here is most of them ain't gonna know how to speak English. That's gonna be the big problem here. Most of them just don't know English. Here's one, because I got Tinder open right now. Here's one right here. Well, y'all can't really see her, like, in depth for real. But yeah, man, like, all of them, like, it's just the norm here. Like, all of them skinny as fuck. I mean, if you don't like skinny girls, then if you don't like skinny girls, then don't come to Ukraine. I'll tell you that much. If you like little thicker girls, I'd say, like, you could find some thick girls in Czech Republic. I say even in Poland, you could find thicker girls there. But here, I've been walking around for the last couple days, and all the girls are like that model skinny shit. Probably some could be a little thicker than model skinny, but for the most part, most of them will be skinny. Like, so for us guys from the U.S., and I think even from parts of the U.K., when you come here and you see these women, like, your jaw, like, because I'm already used to seeing these types of girls because I lived in Prague for 4 years, so I'm used to it now. But to motherfuckers who come from America, like, straight from America, just like Ukraine, oh, like, your jaw's gonna be on the floor all the fucking time. Like, you're just not gonna be able to believe it. It's just gonna be just unreal to you. Cause in America, bitches are so pathetically fat and dumb in America, but they still getting by because all the other women are fat and dumb. So, like, men have just adjusted their attraction to women being fat and stupid to the point where women, like American bitches think that, oh, yeah, this is fine. And then all she got to do is dress up a little bit and put on some shitty makeup. And then guys are just going to chase after them American women. Because that's all a lot of American guys will ever really know. But like I said in a video a while back, see, the one thing that American bitches hate is this. Is when they show up to Europe and they see Europe for real. They see women outside of North America. And they see that, oh, well, just because I'm skinny, it's not going to get me anything. I got to put in more work. I got to know how to do my makeup and hair. And I got to know how to dress well. Oh, no, that's too much work. And every time they're going to be on a plane headed right back to America in no time flat. Because when I first came here, it was some cute American bitches that came here with the school that I taught English with. It was some cute ones. But they hate, man, American bitches hate this shit. Because American bitches just were not raised to keep up with this level of woman. They just can't. And on top of that, they were raised with that entitlement that I deserve something because I'm just skinny and I'm an American. Like, because the average American woman is so pathetic. Look, just being skinny pretty much guarantees them money out of some man's pocket. You see what I'm saying? But here, like, they can't do that shit here. Like, even the spots in, like, even spots in California, I remember seeing, like, badass bitches working at Chick-fil-A drive-thrus telling you which way to come pull up. You see, like, motherfuckers in Ohio, they go out there, bitches be heartbroken when they see that shit in California. They're like, oh, my God, you mean Beta John won't come pay my bills because I'm skinny? or Beta Todd, whoever the fuck, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's just, that's just what it is, man. But anyway, that's my quick rant, because I really felt bad about the live stream cutting off last time. And I'm kind of feeling iffy about doing a live stream, because I think this Wi-Fi is, like, not the most stable. Because this morning, I was playing Mario Maker, and the Wi-Fi cut off on me. I had to go over there and unplug the router and plug it back in, and it works. So, like, I don't know when it's going to do it. So I might do another live stream in the next few days. I'm going to be here until the 14th of next month. So, I mean, I definitely got some time to experiment and fuck with shit to see if I can get it to work right. But anyway, that's the video, man. Have a good day.